Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I am at IBWIP Studios tonight. We are missing Beermansky, but I am joined by...
I don't miss him at all.
Okay, you may know that voice. That is Captain Philip Restisher.
Penis.
Yep, that's not the word of the day. We're just getting right into it. Blake, the original OG Blake. Welcome to Drunken Lullabies. You have sat in, you have listened to literally every show we have done because you edit them for us.
Yeah.
I give you the edit notes, but you have never been on an episode.
I've sat in the background of three.
Yep.
I've engineered, I just say I engineered three of them.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've been at the table.
You may have been high during at least one of those.
No.
No? Okay.
No,
that
never.
That was just an assessment,
okay.
A visual judgment. I was wrong.
It's an honor to be on your show.
All right. And to my left, he's a fan favorite, I think. I don't know. We haven't had any feedback, I just assume. The bottle cap kid, Jason, is in the house again.
Hello, my friends.
Exactly. Welcome to Drunken Pilots.
Oh, there you go.
This is a special episode of Drunken
Come
Lullabies.
Fly with us.
And it's a crossover with the Couch Pilots gang. And two of us have already been drinking beer because we just recorded our other podcast that we do together, IBWIP, which if you're a fan of mine and the Drunken Lullaby Show, you should be listening to IBWIP. If you aren't listening to it, you should go back because I've been on the show for about 2 years, so there's a lot of good stuff in there that you've missed out on.
You're an extreme regular.
Go in the archives, yeah, and check it out. Hashtag Dildo Plunger was my first show back in September of 2014.
God, we're witty people, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. And we're doing a different episode. We're going to do craft soda because, Blake, you don't drink.
No, I'm no. good at it, and it's like quit doing it.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
You're so good, you retired.
So
I was so good, I was bad.
We've done a craft soda episode before with my daughter, the kiddo. Mm-hmm. That one was a little more TV PG. This will probably still be a hard R.
Mm.
We're just not drinking alcohol.
Right.
So for all you listeners that were like, that was cute that he did a soda episode with his daughter.
Or cute,
but
too.
We want to hear the inappropriate humor and whatnot, this will probably be more up your alley. So you can still crack a beer open because guess what? The drinking game's still in effect. So anytime somebody swears, anytime somebody does a pop culture reference or an impression, anytime there is an audible expulsion of gas, you know what that includes. You're not idiots. And anytime the word of the day is said, you take a drink. And the word of the day this week is soda.
Oh.
Because it'll be, get
said I love
enough.
To drink pop.
Okay.
Give me a mouthful of pop.
All right.
Pop
well,
me.
Can't wait to try all these craft pops.
All right.
Pop me, bro. Hey, are we spinning the vial today?
Oh.
Oh.
You know what? I wasn't going to, but since you mentioned it,
oh boy.
Let's do it.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this. Dustin is going to land on Dustin, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Every time
it's
we
not
do
my
this,
first rodeo on a Drunken Lullabies.
Exactly. I always lose, or Blake always loses. And this week, the winner loser has to chug a can of cherry Coca-Cola. It's not craft, but all the other sodas
like
we're drinking
it's like
are.
The PBR of craft soda.
Sure. So here we go. It's time to hear our favorite theme song. Let's play Spin the Bottle.
Beer makes us fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. 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 Where's the marching band at? Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't from dial, no. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Pound that beer. Don't from dial, no. Pound that beer. Bubble on back to the bar.
All right, here we go. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Stop.
Oh!
It landed on somebody other than me.
Is this a first?
This is a first. So, Blake, you have to chug a cherry.
Can I put it in a cup?
Coca-Cola. No, that's usually how we prefer. Okay.
You tell me when to go.
Well, the last time I saw it, Szymanski tapped the top. Can
no,
you do that?
No, no, okay. No.
We're not shotgunning. So, you can pour it into your glass.
Okay. I'm going to pour it in my glass because
into your Chicago Bears solo cup.
Drunkle Andy had given Szymanski a knife to help shotgun. That was awesome.
Oh, we got the tall pour. All right.
Here he goes.
Here you go. Bottoms up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Drink that shit, boy. Oh, yeah. He's doing... Oh,
oh no. He did not finish. I still see half a soda there. Keep going, bitch.
Drink that soda, you bitch.
And all of a sudden, my chugs look a lot more impressive. Good job, Blake.
That's hard to do with soda.
It is.
How do you feel?
Exactly.
Audible expulsion of gas.
Yep, that's a few. That's a few drinks right there.
Sorry,
he sounds like Charlie Bucket in the fizzy lifting drinks.
We're going too high.
Burp, Charlie, burp. All right, well, it's time for us to drink our first soda, and this is a familiar company. We've featured them on the show before, but this is a new one for me.
I stole this from my son.
Oh, okay.
When we went to the craft soda extravaganza here in Pekin,
yeah, yeah.
He picked this one out.
G-Man's going to be pissed at us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
And he has a full arsenal of Nerf guns, too.
All right, well, this is the Route 66. This is the lime soda. It's made with real cane sugar, chosen by soda jerks every time, and we're a bunch of jerks, so it's appropriate that we are drinking this. Go ahead and take a sip. There's a thing talking about the Chain of Rocks Bridge. I don't think that has anything to do with Route 66 or the soda. So, fuck it. I'm not going to read it. Let's just drink the soda. Jason's doing his normal shtick of smelling and wafting. It does have a good lime nose on it.
That is okay.
That's pretty good.
It is okay.
It looks like radiator fluid.
It definitely does. And that was actually...
Oh, yeah.
That was going to be my note about it, too, is just because it's lime, does it have to be green? What's up with all these unnatural colors? You know, we're going to drink
that
something
part of the ingredients?
Green?
Yeah.
Pure green.
It's not easy.
It's green 47H.
No, actually, it's yellow number 5 and blue number 1 that make the green.
Because yellow and blue make green. I was an art major.
Wow, and it's showing in droves right now.
I knew it would come in handy.
No, this kind of, it reminds me, the smell, reminds me of like melted flavor ice. Did you guys eat those as kids?
Carbonated melted flavor ice?
Yeah. There were green ones that were lime. And sometimes I would let them melt and then just like tip that tube back and just chug the juice or whatever. And this is kind of what it reminds me of. So
like, wise. Remember the dipsticks?
Mm-hmm. Hey, watch your mouth.
You talking Fun Dip?
Yeah, Fun Dip. That's
yeah,
what it was.
When you got that chalky stick and you suck on it and then
yeah, if you
stick
mix,
it in the
if
dip.
If you mix the green in with some water.
Why would you do that?
Dipstick.
That waters it down. You want the sour flavor.
You want that high potency. Audible expulsion of gas.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I would drink this one again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like it. You know what? If it was hot outside and you just pulled it.
I just mowed the lawn. Yep. I don't feel like drinking a beer.
When you say mow the lawn, do you mean eat a vagina?
Whoa.
Usually I just go with water after that. I need to rehydrate.
Oh, sure.
Usually I don't have cold Route 66 sodas on my nightstand when I'm being intimate with my lover. So
hey, to each his own.
Good to know.
To eat his own? What? All right.
You should always
eat
your own.
It's going to be rated R.
Hold on a minute. What are we doing?
Nope, we're going to the next one.
Are you in a hurry?
No, we're not fucking around. We got
nine sodas to drink.
Nine times.
That's a Ferris Bueller reference. Take a drink.
That was good.
He's a righteous dude.
All right, our next one.
I might throw up.
Taken straight.
Has anybody ever thrown up on
your
show? No,
but that's an audible expulsion that we count. We have said that nobody has ever vomited, and who would have thought that it's the soda episode that's going to do
it? I've got dog boozles, and so I might.
All right, this is this is from Schnucks in Pekin. We picked this up. We had a beer get-together over at Beermansky's, and I took the kiddo with me, and I wanted her to be able to participate, so we went to Schnucks and got a six-pack of craft soda. She picked this one up. She didn't drink it that day, so I took it. This is the Boots Beverages. This is the caramel apple soda. They're out of Belleville, Texas. And it's made with pure cane sugar. And it says Laura was Boots' mother. Her charm and scratch caramel apple strudel settled husband Ambrose down in Round Top, Texas in 1893. They bought Belleville Bottling Works in 1930. We've got her caramel apple strudel in this very bottle. They put an F in there.
Soda drunk.
So, yeah, this is the caramel apple, and it's very...
It smells super sweet. It smells like caramel to me.
I haven't tasted it yet.
It tastes like caramel apple. I don't like that, but it tastes that way.
You know,
I don't
like it. Like, you could, like, heat this up as a winter...
If not for the carbonation, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't things explode in the microwave if they're carbonated?
Well, you heat it up over a hot stove. A campfire.
Yeah. What is something good that's carbonated warm? Beer is...
No.
Room temperature, they say, is good. Over in Europe, that's how they drink it, right?
Like on cask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what, I don't do that.
Do you like green apples?
Green apples.
I like green apples, yeah.
No. I do too. I like green apples too.
How do you like them apples?
This isn't horrible, but I don't know if I could drink
Let's get Eli to try it.
Eli, will you try this, please? It's caramel apple soda.
We just had another minor walk into the show. You're the youngest guest on Drunken Lullabies, Eli. How do you feel? Yeah, exactly.
I'd be
disappointed too.
What do you think of this?
Oh, the face he's making.
Kind of seems good and kind of doesn't seem good. I don't know.
Calling it down the middle.
All right. Being the diplomat. Yeah.
Detailed analysis.
It kind of tastes good and kind
of
doesn't.
He's the Sweden of sodas. Testing. Special gas.
So yeah, it's this one I would not... drink this after mowing the lawn.
No, this is
is that the new scale of craft soda?
Yeah, the lawn mowing scale. Yeah, I'm glad I just have a little bit.
That's why we're splitting it three ways.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. I don't think I could draw a bottle. No way.
There was one that she bought in the same six pack that I didn't go out and buy another one because it ended up being a drain pour. In the beer world, that happens occasionally. A drain pour is you'll get a beer that's maybe not as fresh as it should be, and it's turned like it's supposed to be a hoppy IPA, and it ends up being a malt bomb and loses all its flavor. Or if it's just something that's really undrinkable.
Dank.
Yeah. No, if it's dank, I like dank.
You're a dank beers. Boy, right?
I like them danky. And she got this one, and it was a chocolate soda. And she's like, oh, that sounds interesting.
Mm.
Big mistake. She opens it, and it smelled it. It smelled like basically melted Tootsie Pops.
Ooh.
Like they just melted down a bunch of Tootsie Pops and got a funnel, poured it into a soda.
Wow.
And Drunkle Andy was over there. Beermansky was over there. We all smelled it. We all tasted it, and we all had the same basic assessment.
You dealt it to the sink.
Yeah. She took a sip. She was like, no. I took a sip. I'm like, no. Ugh. Drunkle Andy and Beermansky, same thing. So it went straight in. I'm not a chocolate fan, so that's part of my problem.
Yeah.
Jason loves chocolate.
It was super rich.
I'm a chocolate boy.
You do like them dark. Dark and heavy, episode two. Yeah, this one, I'm going to base every craft soda I drink on that one now because right. that's
it's
like...
It's good to have a scale, like a bottom. On couch
and there's
pilots,
one
the
that
thing.
We drink later that may test that boundary.
You know what?
And we're going to save
I've
it
I've seen some
the end.
Pretty exotic sodas in my day, and we're not doing any of these, but I will mention I've seen peanut butter and jelly soda.
I've had a peanut butter and jelly beer, but not a soda.
I've seen... Corn? There's buttered corn. Buttered corn soda. And there is
gravy. I've seen a gravy soda.
Jalapeno. And this is like, it harkens back to, I know you haven't seen Jurassic Park for some reason, when Ian, who is played by Jeff Goldblum, he's in there and he's like, they were so busy thinking whether or not they could, they didn't think about whether or not they should. And God damn it, if that doesn't apply to some of these sodas we're going to drink today.
Well, it's novelty, most of it, right?
I guess. I mean, how much is novelty worth, though, you know? I mean, when you're talking about craft beer, that's a lot of money to get started and spend all the time and efforts into that. And why throw it away at a novelty?
Yeah, that's true.
Ugh. I'm not looking for... I love soda. I already feel like I've drank too much. I really feel like this could be the episode I throw up. And I have not puked in like 13 years.
There's a lot of cane sugar going on around here.
Something's happening.
These all have caffeine.
I feel like Tony Montana.
Right? Oh, this one's caffeine free. Okay, well, I've got the day off of work tomorrow. Ooh. So if I'm up till 2 a.m.,
I do not.
I'm going to mow the lawn. And
he's got a little flashlight duct taped to the front of it.
No, that's not what he means.
I
know what he means. He means he's going to have mouth sex
with his girlfriend. Are we ready for some music?
Sure, I love music.
All right, cool. Well, our first song is going to come from our band of the week, which is Modern Chemistry.
Ah.
They
something that we have.
Exactly. Exactly. We've got chemistry of a modern type. I saw these guys at Riot Fest last September and asked them, when we started the show, you know, towards the end of last year, I was like, hey, I would like you guys to be a featured band of the week. And they were like, yeah, that's cool. And they gave me some beer tips or, you know, beer picks, and I'll mention those later. But they were working on a new record, and I was waiting until this new record came out to feature them. Well, it's finally out. Came out a couple months ago, and we're now going to feature Modern Chemistry. They're out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. They've got three EPs, and the first song we're going to feature on this episode is called Part One. That's the name of the song.
Okay.
And it's off of the 2013 EP, Will Grow Out of This. And the reason I'm playing this is the first song of theirs I heard, and I loved it. And even though I'm wanting to feature the new music, I'll play one later, I'm not going to lead with it. I'm going to play the song, and you'll be like, I see why he likes Modern Chemistry. So, with all that said, let's hear a little bit of Part One from Modern Chemistry here on Drunken Lullabies. Who's ready for more soda?
Me.
All right. It's time to get on your boots.
Maybe again. We shouldn't have had me chug that cherry coke.
No, this is how all these episodes are.
When you were introducing that song, my bottom lip was just quivering.
I do not envy you at all, sir. I don't feel great right now. I can't imagine how you must feel after.
The diabolus is really kicking in.
Boy, this cup is heavy.
All right. Strap down, boys. It's going to be a long ride. All right. This is from Boots Beverages as well.
Cute kid.
Man, he could run a shoelace through those teeth.
Okay, I'll put mine in then.
This is
featured on the bottle of Boots.
Dewberry soda, and it says Mark Kristen. When Mark was five when sorting returned bottles, barefooted, of course, because they were poor. At seven, he ventured.
They put all their boots on the caps.
When he was seven, he ventured a tad from the family soda business. He picked dewberries along the Santa Fe tracks and sold them on Highway 36. He gave his first $14 profit to Dee Dee so she could buy a poodle puppy. Dee Dee later sold Mark into slavery.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
No. Mark suggests you be real sweet to your mother.
It's the stories on the bottle that sells the product.
What the hell happens? There's a poodle for $14 in slavery.
Oh, my God.
No, she actually sold him his shares to the company, but what I said was funny.
This smells bad. Soda smells.
This is another leftover from Drew's six-pack.
Your daughter's ripped.
Yeah.
What flavor is it?
Dewberry.
Is there such thing as a dewberry? Is that just a made-up word for...
They got pictures of berries on the front of this thing. To me, it looks like a rasp.
It looks like a blackberry.
But who knows? Maybe a dewberry is some sort of... Maybe it's slang for blackberry. Maybe it's another berry.
Yeah, that's what the kids call it.
Blackberries matter.
Dewberry.
Blackberries matter. I think I'm about to regurgitate some matter here in a few minutes. This I haven't even tried it, and it smells just awful to me.
Seriously, I never thought this was going to be the episode that we're all going to puke on.
Do you feel like shit?
Believe me, I'm going to throw up. Whether or not it's on the microphone, I don't know, but I will throw up for sure.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
There's more sugar that has...
right? Well,
it doesn't help that I drink a Rip-It and a... Like during the last show, I drank a Rip-It.
What's a Rip-It?
It's like Whippets.
Oh.
It's an energy drink.
Oh.
Dollar store.
And you've been vaping the whole time.
Dollar store energy drinks.
My life is,
you know,
as a podcaster.
You reap what you sow, my friend.
When you want to skimp on expenses, putting crazy amounts, potentially lethal amounts of caffeine in your body, it's best to go to the dollar store.
Killing yourself a dollar at a time.
I'm not paying $3 for one of those monsters.
I have that monster.
I like this.
I have that monster with a huge cap on it. I will bring that. I only want to harvest the cap, which is what I've come to call it.
I like this.
I'm in a dangerous spot where I've got burps trapped and they're not coming out.
Oh, boy.
They're building. I hate that feeling.
What do you think of? What's your feeling on this?
My feeling on it?
on this dewberry.
It's more than a feeling.
I just see him looking down at his paper just crossing off sodas that we haven't done yet. We had nine. We're down to four.
We did three sodas today, folks. That's more than enough.
It's
this 15-minute truck of lullabies is brought to you by Distill Brewery.
I like it. Oh, I forgot. We're drinking a beer, too.
That's looking really fucking good right now. It's a sour, too, right?
It is.
That will be a nice contrast to all of this.
The sugar? Yeah.
I, you know what? I'm looking at the ones so far. I don't think I like any of them.
I like this one.
You didn't like the lime?
You know what? I'm so used to getting some lemon with that lime. I don't know. It is the best
lime
one
for
so
a lemon?
Far.
Lemon from a lime? Lime to a lemon? Yeah.
All the fine women! You like grape, though, right?
Yeah.
So this is very close to grape, I would say.
Yeah. It's a blueberry grape, kind of. I like it.
I need Nani to, like, slap me on the back.
It reminds me, like, plums
something.
And tapioca.
It's not working.
Nani Mama?
Yeah, it's not working. Damn it.
That wasn't too bad. Now, I get to kind of... Okay.
Okay. What?
I'm so jacked up on sugar right now.
Blake is... Being on Drunken Lullaby is all you expected it to be.
And more.
Drunken Pilots. That sounds better than couch lullabies.
I'm thinking to myself,
that sounds questionable.
There's no way I can fly this plane right now.
Well, it's good because we're grounded. The plane has been delayed. The flight's delayed.
Sure, sure.
And we're in the captain's lounge drinking this, a lot of
sugar. We talk about the captain's lounge a lot.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like, this is the hall of the captain's lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I'm jittery.
I am too, man. I do not feel well.
You guys hate me.
Unexpected results. This is good, though, because it's like when you're like 14 and the dad catches you smoking. And he's like, hey, I'm going to sit here and watch you smoke this entire pack of fucking cigarette. And I think now, I bet I could lose 25 pounds in a few months if I stop drinking soda. This may push me to the point where I am not interested.
You're welcome.
In soda. But yeah, thank you very much.
Whew. All right. Well.
Oh, by the way, listeners, I farted, so you can go ahead and take a drink.
I farted, too, but it wasn't audible.
Oh, it has to be audible?
It has to be audible.
Audible explosion.
But by me saying it, was it does that make
count.
It?
Oh. That
nope.
doesn't work.
Nope, sorry. Either.
What's the next one there, Dustin?
This is.
Are you coming to terms with things, too?
This is the Hosmer Peach Soda. It's made with microfiltered natural pure water.
Bring it.
It's since 1912.
Bring it. I'm sorry, listeners, for belching in your ear.
Audible expulsion of gas.
Audible expulsion of sugar.
Audible diabetes.
Audible diabetes.
Write it down.
I will.
Audible, yeah. You can hear the moment that we get diabetes in this episode. Oh, shit. Did you hear that?
That's
I just ran out of insulin.
Oh, this?
That guy's liver shut down.
What do you think, Blake?
It's got a head on it. It's got quite a bit of head.
Yeah.
Unlike my life.
Man.
Oh.
I have such a fear. Honestly, almost 3 years ago to the day, I drank that bacon soda on IBWIP, and it made me physically ill. I have such a fear of just smelling these sodas now. And half of them, I'm not... Oh, boy, I just burped out my nose. Oh, Christ. Sorry. I just have a fear of smelling them because I feel like it's going to make me sick.
Do you guys remember Peach Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore, but this made me remember them.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jolly Ranchers at my job that we put in a bowl for customers, and I had completely forgotten about peach ones until I smelled this, and I just had that.
I'm thinking about calling the stewardess and having her bring a bucket. I'm sweating already.
This smell reminds me of like body lotion. That's what it reminds me of. Someone along the way that I've been with it must have had that because it's in my head now.
I have a brand new peachy drip or die juice. We did. It was a peachy and it was a strong peachy. And this is,
Is it pretty strong? I haven't tried it yet.
It's very strong.
The smell, like I said, takes me to lotion, which is not good to be in my head while I'm drinking it.
I like to have some of this.
I like to eat lotion.
That's good stuff.
You push the lotion on.
Boy, now I used to think that you and Blake had easy jobs.
Yeah, right? Well, now you know. And I've already done two podcasts before this where I drank actual beer, so...
You're putting on a lot of water weight tonight.
Yeah, I probably should have thought this one through, but you know what? You take one for the show.
You live and you learn. Was that Rocky coming out?
Hey, Rocky.
Tell him how you like soda, Rock.
Yo.
Tell me you like pop.
I don't know what I think of this peach soda. It's from, Hosmer?
Did your grandfathers or your fathers ever say, to put hair in your chest and lead in your pencil? My grandpa used to say that about vegetables.
Your grandpa wanted you to have an erection? That's weird.
He was like, eat your carrots. It'll put hair in your chest and lead in your pencil.
My dad used to say, if you eat onions, it'll put hair on your chest.
But if I eat onions, it's just going to give me gas, and that's bad.
Audible expulsion of gas.
Yeah.
I think if you drink too much of this peach soda...
To me, I don't know if my senses are being dulled from drinking all this, but this one is the most subtle of the tastes so far. And again, it may be just because I'm being dulled by the rest of this, but the smell is strong.
Yeah, the smell is strong. The taste is pretty mild.
Yeah.
I would say this and the lime are probably...
Me too.
Yeah. Kind of on the same scale of easier drinking. There's still the carbonation. Yep, exactly.
I'm really sorry.
No, dude. I wish I could. I wish I could right now. I feel like I need to belch out of my ass as well.
Oh, boy. Get two buckets.
Yes.
A bucket's got a hole in it.
It's coming out of both ends.
It's going to.
But yeah, this this peach one's not too bad.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible. Yeah.
You all right? Are we slowing down already?
No, I was just thinking of other things that what I would say is not horrible, and that makes me think of IBWIP.
Whoa. Come on now.
I know this is your show.
But fuck you. Get some corn syrup in this guy, and he's a fucking asshole.
You got something else to say about IBWIP?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I figured we'd throw in a plug. I know we'd mentioned Couch Pilots, but I think we just did a Couch Pilots plug.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys do plug us a lot. We appreciate it.
We do. Even when you guys aren't what we're plugging, there's still usually at least one Couch Pilots reference.
That's
per
fantastic.
Show.
Thank you very much.
On the Drunken Pilots episode, we figured we would talk about the other show that all three of us are on almost every week. These Dads guys, they're on it every week. I'm almost every week. Occasionally, I have something come up. So,
well, you're more famous than me and Jason, so your schedule is more difficult to work around.
Yeah, right. Yep. Autograph signings,
new and
bottle releases.
Bottle releases. A teenage girlfriend.
Lawns to mow. Yeah. So,
I love her. Freckles is a really nice girl. You know what? And you guys, I'm sorry. There's a lot of sugar in my body. When you guys post pictures, they look so cute together, don't they? They do look cute together. Just like a father and daughter should.
Shut the fuck up. So this is IBWIP on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. We'll be back in a little bit to drink some more soda against our better judgment.
Boy.
All for you, the listener. We love you.
We're doing it for you.
This is IBWIP.
For over 8 years, Blake Clayton, the podcasting god, has brought you the best in roots music, adult comedy, and real talk with his ever-revolving cast of co-hosts in the form of It Burns When IP. Join one of the true podcast originators along with intern Heather and the Bottle Cap Kid as they play games, interview interesting characters, and just maybe uncover the meaning of life. New episodes of IBWIP can be found every Friday on the Fakakta Comedy Network. Check us out at fcfnetwork.com and join in on the fun.
And we're back. I just took a shit. I mean,
and it was a big block of sugar.
One big cube.
Just a little bit of that. That's good. I know. I know what this tastes like.
Just a little drinky poop.
I know this taste. It's got a good head on it. Not as good a head as the peach. The peach head, what makes a crap soda have that big of a head?
God. Jesus, man.
You got his leftovers.
Hey, I'll drink more of the next one.
Hey, this beer's called Dang.
Dang, bitches.
It's that's good. Butterscotch root beer. Gluten-free.
Oh, thank God.
Minus the cherry Coke that was chugged at the beginning. This is the only soda that I've had before, and I'm fretting drinking it right now. It's actually, I love it. I think it's a great soda.
You're afraid you're not going to like it anymore.
Well, I'm afraid after drinking all this shit, man, I'm really not doing well. but this is a very good soda.
Great. Now I got the hiccups. That's going to be great for the podcast.
I like butterscotch candies, just the regular.
The little discs.
Little discs.
Yeah.
But I.
Oh, that like your grandparents would give you?
Yeah.
fuck me. This sucks.
The other day.
You've been drunk on here and that's never happened.
No, this has never happened. I've never had the hiccups on a show.
The other day, I said, Molly, give me an assortment bag of
Werther's Originals.
Of hard candies so I can take to work. She brings it home and it's got an assortment and Werther's Originals is in it. And she's like, now you're like the old man who offers little kids candy. Then there's a girl that works at the shop during the summer because her dad is a supervisor there and she's in college.
Nice.
She was tapping parts over by machine. I took my bag of candy. I go, would you like a piece of candy? And I was like, oh my God, I'm a fucking lost.
Did you tap her parts?
Oh, no. She's got red hair.
No, is that a no-go for you?
Nah.
Not mowing that lawn.
Not pounding that peach.
I did have a virgin redhead one time.
Yeah, I heard about it. Heard about it on Couch Pilots a few weeks ago.
We love to get into our sexual exploits in the podcast about failed television pilots.
So how about that butterscotch?
I'm not liking it as much as I usually do.
Really?
As predicted. But to me, it is a very... It sounds like, oh, you got root beer. That's enough. That's sweet.
I'm getting more butterscotch than root beer, yeah.
You
to be honest.
Throw butterscotch in there, you think that's an overkill. To me, it's something in the air is magical, and it works. I this is a great
You
see
the soda. Combination of the root beer and the butterscotch together? Is that what you're saying?
It's yeah. You, like I said, individually, you think that's enough, sweetness-wise?
Dang!
Exactly. They nailed it.
Blake, status update?
On the drink?
Just oh in God. General.
It's not that bad. I mean, I don't think I could drink a whole bottle of it.
Yeah,
it's hard to sit. It's hard to sit still, isn't it?
I don't know if I'd want a whole bottle. We're going to go run laps around the graveyard after we're done here and catch Pokemon.
We'll go get all the Pokestops in 30 seconds flat.
Watch out, Pokemon. Here we come.
All right.
I did it.
You did it?
I got all your leftovers, man. I got like this.
I'll drink more of this one than that one, man.
I'll take it.
All right. Next one.
Now, for me... Sorry. For me...
Jason, I figured you'd like this one more because your ladies of choice like this beverage.
That's racist.
That's... Grape Lives Matter.
Grape Lives.
Now, did you get any?
Nah, oh,
this...
Even.
No, that one's bigger. I'll take that one. It's bigger. Or okay. Now we usually you talk about the cups, glasses.
Oh you're yeah, out. tonight we're drinking out of Chicago Bears orange solo.
Which
cups.
Do not throw them away because I will be rinsing them out and we will be using them again.
Okay,
are these cool. the first time they've been used?
Yes, okay. It's the first time they've been used.
We're breaking them in like a virgin redhead in the summer of
God, what?
84. Whoops. No, you would have been 90, way too
it's
young.
It's 94.
Oh, okay.
Yo, this motherfucker be fucking at 9 years old.
I'll fucking tear this shit up.
I'm just glad all these beers are caffeine-free and gluten-free for all our gluten-intolerant listeners. I don't know why they would care. But our WBC, this is the Concord Grape. It has been formulated to deliver a grown-up taste that will put a big smile on your face unless you've drank six sodas before this. As you are transported to the memory of summer...
Summer.
The taste of WBC Concord Grape Soda packs a powerful punch with a bit of tartness and finishes smooth.
I love this one. I've had this on numerous occasions. I had some just this weekend, as a matter of fact. And I also, to call back to your episode with your daughter, and a call back at episode of Couch Pilots, I drank one of the strawberry... Was it strawberry shortcake or something like that? Remember?
Strawberry shortcake or strawberry cream or
strawberry
something?
Strawberry cream. I had one of those this weekend.
By Boots? Was it the Boots
yep.
one? Okay.
I was at a party where everybody was sloppy drunk drinking bourbon, and I...
Is that the cookout?
Yeah.
Now, you invited me to that cookout.
Yes.
I couldn't go because I had to work. What were my hookup chances if I went to this cookout since everyone was sloppy drunk?
None.
Oh, great. Glad I didn't come. Why is that?
In more than one way.
Why didn't I? Why would it be zero?
Because everybody seemed to have somebody.
Isn't that always the way?
This smells weird.
No, it's just because you're using the cups from
that someone previously used. Your reusable solo.
No,
cups?
You put seven different. Fucking...
No, I stuck my nose in it and it smelled weird.
Well, don't stick your. Hey, like I say. When you get down to the belly button, take a whiff before you go putting your nose all the way down.
That first of all, that's great advice. Second of all. What does Big E say? He says, something if it smells like fish, eat all you wish. But if it smells like something, what does he say? I thought there was a second part
there is.
Of that. Oh, where's Big E when you need him? Let's smell this. I've done nothing with this yet.
It's
you
good.
Said it smells terrible?
I don't know. It didn't smell like what I expected a grape soda to smell like. Maybe it's the Concord. I'm not used to smelling a Concord.
You're so much
flight of the Concord.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a flight of Concord drinks that we could drink?
Ooh, there you go.
Bowie.
You know what? Maybe we should contact them about sponsoring Couch Pilots.
There you go.
Who's that? The Flight of the Concords?
Yeah, the Concords.
Brit. Get a hold of Brit. Jermaine. Hey, Jermaine. What's that guy's name? Reese Darby?
Yeah.
Are you guys' eyes twitching?
No.
No.
I have way too much sugar. It was the pounding. Now I know how you and Blake get so fucked up so quick.
Purple Pound Town. Yeah.
Oh, I remember Purple Pound Town. Oh, but something they did have at the party, somebody brought 2 4 packs of Purple Passion in a bottle.
Nice.
And I go, "What are you guys fucking 12?"
We were that night. Who was it? You and me and Nick, right?
Yeah, it was Nick.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was fun.
Oh, Nick,
I miss Nick.
I know you do. I know he's like your MIB.
Is he dead?
No, I hit him up. I hit up. I posted a picture, and I said, "Hey, we miss Nick over here."
That's weird. Him and Chase should do a podcast together. It would come out once a year.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well,
welcome back to Smack Talk.
I was going to say we could go back to some music if you guys already want. Or are you afraid?
Smells weird. This smells weird.
I told you.
It's good. It smells like melted plastic.
It has an odd smell.
God damn it. I don't want to drink it.
It's good.
It's not the bacon soda.
Let's hear some music.
Okay. So the next song we're going to play is off of the new EP that I was waiting to come out. It's called Dreaming Adjacent, and it's produced by Taking Back Sunday's Adam Lazara. He's the singer for Taking Back Sunday, big emo band.
Now, you guys have taken back Sunday at Drunken Lullabies.
We took back Sunday last fall, and
never looked back.
No. We keep the Sabbath sloppy. And I asked the band about some of the beers that they enjoy. The Brooklyn Lager from the Brooklyn Brewing Company is a favorite. They also name-checked Oscar Blues Brewing Company out of Colorado. They're a favorite of mine as well. The Dale's Pale Ale and Mama's Yellow Pills are favorites of theirs. So solid beer choices from the guys in Modern Chemistry, if you ask me.
To be a touring band and like craft beer, that's got to be pretty cool because you can, you know, as you're on tour, you can...
Exactly.
That's got to be a perk.
That's awesome. That's what we were talking about last week with Andrew and Nick from Drugs Delaney. When they're on the road, they can stop at different breweries and pick up different stuff. And yeah, it's kind of cool and... You know,
maybe have you ever thought about doing a Drunken Lullabies tour?
Yeah,
no, just think about like.
I mean, we do really well in Virginia, apparently, and maybe California. But
I think you should take a week off and go and just map out and just do like a big circle, hit as many like breweries as you can in a week.
Yeah,
in a week, well, you have to localize it in part of the
Freckles
country.
And I. We do brewery road trips. Where we'll, you know, visit a few. You got to space them out, though. You can't hit it too hard in one day.
Right, yeah. You can't, like, we're going to go to 7 breweries.
Right,
today.
Exactly. You're not
going to... It's like you can't drink 7 craft sodas.
By the end, it's going to be like, all these beers taste the same. Right.
I know exactly what that's like right now. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mentioned, you know, our listeners. We found out we have our second most downloaded state. Is Virginia and Washington, D.C. area.
Now, is Virginia a big brewing state?
Craft hub?
I can't tell you any breweries out of Virginia off the top of my head.
Hmm. Then those people are listening because of your guys' witty humor.
It's possible. But if you're one of our listeners from the Virginia area, comment on our Facebook page or shoot us an email at drunkenlullabiespodcast@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you. Find out how you found our show. Yada, yada, yada. And a shout out to all our California listeners as well on the other coast. That I understand more. California is a huge craft brewery area.
Yeah.
There's some other podcasts that are out of California that we listen to and you know, are cool with. So, yeah, that one made a little more sense. But, you know, it's cool to know that we've got a fan base in areas where we don't know anybody.
Have you ever had any beers from China?
Yeah, because I have actually
a lot of UK.
I'm just glad they can understand us.
We
are there subtitles on podcasts?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay,
but Blake wants all of your phone numbers. So if you're a woman,
hey,
big shout out to Modern Chemistry. Big shout out to Virginia and California. Hey, fellas,
they're from New Jersey.
Yeah, big shout out to New Jersey. Love it, the Sunshine State.
So anyway, this next song, it's called Part 3. Following part one, yeah,
nice.
I figured we'd stick with the parts.
Love
Why
parts.
Not? So here's part 3 on Drunken Lullabies.
That you can't even look at me. The hard to keep in check. Subtle way you look at me, it drags me from my clothes. Oh, the places I've gone down, the person I've turned out to be. Yeah. No, I'm never gonna get this right. Simple thoughts that keep me wrapped up tight. I'll play along so you can take control. Pull me down deeper in tonight. No, I'm never gonna get this right. No, I'm never gonna get this right. How could I take back words that I still mean? Oh no, I'm never gonna get this right. Oh no, I'm never gonna get this right. Oh God, I'm never gonna get this right. No, I'm never gonna get this right.
And that was part three. And now it's time for part three of our show, where we drink more soda.
Tempting the puking fates.
Or no, is this part four?
I'm so soda wasted, I can't tell.
Wasted. Okay, I'm pouring. Glug, 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 glug.
And this, what flavor is this?
This one is orange cream.
So we're really hitting all the gamut of flavors.
Yep.
Mostly fruit stuff.
Just waiting for that diarrhea.
Diarrhea flavor?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea cream.
This is from Stevens Point Brewery since 1857. It's a gourmet soda. Point Premium Orange Cream. Has this creepy looking dude who has what looks to be like a pencil head. And it's
the business end of a pencil too.
Yeah, it says it's a dreamy blend of all natural orange flavor, smooth vanilla, and real Wisconsin honey. That creates a rich, creamy taste. Handcrafted in small batches, Point Premium Orange Cream Soda is a true gourmet soda. Delightful and bursting with fresh orange flavor.
You get a lot of the cream.
Oh, man.
This is a creamy...
This also is, caffeine-free.
This is not like like a Orange Crush or anything. I mean, this is heavy on the cream on this one, guys.
Just and like, the last soda episode I did with Drew, the orange soda was my favorite. It was from Route 66, I believe. That was my pick.
Did you get your kicks?
Always. With an orange soda? Of course I did.
Cars. Boy, they really screwed up with Cars 2, didn't they?
With Cars 2?
You saw that?
I haven't seen any of
that. I saw the first one and thought it was an abomination to Pixar.
The first one? You didn't like the first one?
No. I think it's like the worst Pixar movie there is.
You ever seen Planes?
No.
That's supposedly worse.
I just thought that was like a direct-to-video offshoot.
Doesn't mean
Cars.
You can't see it.
Was that even
hey,
made
calm
by
down,
Pixar?
Buddy. Just bring it down.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, look, I looked him right in the eye and I said,
hey
buddy.
That's an IBWIP callback. Oh, yeah, this is God. Very creamy. Not as orangey
not
as I'd
orangey.
Like it to be. This is more dreamsicle-ish.
This is like those candies, the cream, orange cream candies. It's more of the, you know, the white and orange stripes, but it's a lot more creamy. It's more cream than orange.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah it's I, all right. I like it all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not too strong. It definitely is creamy. I this is the last soda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is number 8. I cannot take any more of this shit.
7.
7? Oh, no. I was counting this by accident.
Yeah.
That's 8 for you, Blake.
That's a full episode, fellas.
Gee, my Christmas.
Oh, mercy me.
Well, Jason, do you want to drink any beer?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to do something different.
You want to do a beer?
I'm looking at it, and I got a question about
yeah.
it. Now, this is from Distill. Looks like it's a wild sour, and it said
sponsor, Spotlight!
Sponsor!
Flanders Red. Now, yes. Now, from the knowledge I'm gaining from being on your show and listening to your show, red means, does it have like an earthy kind of flavor about it? It's supposed
A bit.
Okay.
It's going to have more of a sour flavor. Flanders Red is an acidic sour ale with an initial impression of tart cherries and sour candy that dissipates into a complex palate displaying both the sharp lactic sourness with a backbone of caramel and biscuit malt profiles and minimal hop character. It has a dry wine-like finish that accentuates the complex malt profile and bright fruit notes showcased in this brilliant red-colored interpretation of a Belgian-style Flanders. It's 6.1%. So for a sour, that's pretty good.
Such a long description.
Yep.
Do you think they like? Do you think they wrote the description first? And like, I want to make this
no,
kind of beer.
The beer comes first, then the description. What kind of idiot are you?
I'm a big idiot.
Distill has been your guys' primo
sponsor. Yeah,
they've done a lot to us. They've done a lot to help you guys.
They've given us tons of amazing beer to drink on the show. We've drank at the brewery, tasted stuff that's not even out yet. Distill has been fantastic to us. We love them. They seem to tolerate us. So thanks, Distill. And we drink one of their beers every episode.
I like sours. To me, this smells like a PB&J or like or like deli meat.
Yeah.
It smells like deli meat a little bit.
It smells like deli meat. Oh, Blake's face.
What the fuck is that?
That's a sour beer.
It's been a long time for I drink any kind of... That's sour.
We just gave him a taste.
This is good, though.
Because it was okay. Yeah,
I mean, I can drink a taste. It's not like I'm going to fall off the wagon off a taste of a fucking sour.
This all this sweetness, this is what I need right now. I need sour. It's like I pour some of that acid to my base.
That's kind of what I thought.
When it hit my lips, I was just like, whoo, that's pretty... Now, is there any difference between housing in an aluminum can and a bottle? Is there a preference, or does it kind of depend on...
Not really. I mean, over time,
the shelf
they're all going to lose a bit if they sit for too long.
You would think it would be cheaper for them to can.
All the sours I've ever seen have been in cans.
Yeah. Maybe that's because it eats through the glass.
All of those kind of sours.
Okay.
I've had plenty of sours that are in bottles. Okay. And I mean, they've got their Saint de Caroline, and those are oak barrel aged sours. Those are always in bottles.
You definitely bombers. You sip sours.
Oh yeah, yeah. Blake's chugged them before. Yeah, no, that was a mistake.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
That the heartburn on that would just be.
I like this though. I like this. This is a great counter. Point to what
we drank this. I think this is the exact one we drank on the Father's Day episode.
Okay,
and this was my dad's pick of the week, which I was not expecting whatsoever. So yeah,
I mean it's not. It was that first. I mean it's not bad. That first one just kind of went
right.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
yeah. I did not care for the smell.
It's got that bready finish on it from the biscuit malts and everything. So yeah, it kind of hopefully soaks up some of that sugar.
What do you think about the smell?
The smell? Well, you know.
You
usually don't buy a sour for the smell. It's more for the taste.
Yeah. Usually don't buy a wife for the smell.
Eat all you wish.
Smell that lawn. So, picks of the week.
I gotta bring it around here.
What are you guys thinking? What was your favorite that you had tonight?
Well, you want me to go first?
Please.
I'm a huge Concord grape. But I have to exclude that one because I've had that before, and it's one of my favorites.
That's fair. I've done that before.
But I'm not going to lie.
He just knocked over our entire graveyard. He is soda drunk.
The Dewberry. I just wanted to be theatrical.
He had one sip of wild sour, and he is already intoxicated.
10 years in the toilet.
14 years.
14 years.
No, I was just trying to be funny. The Dewberry. Okay. The Dewberry. I liked it. I know it was a little odd tasting, but I enjoyed it. That's a lot. It was a lot of fruit, but
yeah,
I liked it. Plus, the little kid's adorable. And we both have the same teeth.
The shoelace teeth.
Jason.
I will do the same thing Blake did, and I will take away
knock them all down.
First of all, I will make a massive
pass one down, take it around.
Oh, oops. There you go.
I'm going to exclude the Dang since I've had it before, and I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I can I choose the wild sour?
I mean, you can.
It's between the orange, which I only took a few sips of because I cannot drink any more soda at this point. I would say it's between the orange cream soda and the wild sour from Distill.
Okay. All right.
How about you, Dustin?
You
can't pick the sponsor spot.
No, right? I know, and I usually don't. I did like the Dewberry, but I think if I'm going to go in terms of drinkability, I'm going with Route 66 again, that lime.
That after you mow the grass.
Yep.
You reach for a glass.
And then you tap that ass.
Whoa!
Swish.
So
we're the new Beastie Boys right here.
Right.
Three dudes just sitting around drinking and rhyming and stealing.
So, yeah. What do you think, Blake? You've been on Drunken Lullabies now. Is it everything you thought?
No, it was cool. It was. I appreciate you having me on. It's a show that I wouldn't really mostly be on, so it's cool.
Well, there's room for everybody.
I appreciate you changing the format a little bit.
Hey, I do what
I can. To accommodate me and giving me, basically going to a coma.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to fall off the wagon or die of a of sugar overdose?
It's mutiny. He's taking over the network. He's killing everyone off.
This is all my plan. Next time, Gadget. I'll get you next time.
Ding, ding, ding. What was the name of the cat?
Meowth.
Was that what it was?
No, that's no. Pokemon. That's the cat with long-ass arms.
Yeah, that is a weird looking. What is this cat's name? I don't know.
It's Dr. Claw.
He had Brain, right? Penny,
Brain, Inspector Gadget. If you know the name of Dr. Claw's cat, email us at couchpilots@hotmail.org.
And we'll give you some freaky flyer points for that. Put that in the Al Pacino machine.
Dr. Claw's.
Oh, he's consulting the Pachinko machine. Mm.
Beep, boop, beep. What do you got there? What do you got there for us, the podcasting god?
Cat, M-A-D, Mad.
Mad.
I thought Mad was the name of the organization, wasn't it?
No, that was that magazine AKA, that Alfred E. Newman
A.K.A.
Runs.
Furball.
No.
Well, this Gadget. Is stupid. Yeah.
Hey.
Well, what a letdown. This is a real way to go out.
Dr. Claw.
Quick, someone puke.
Hits.
Yeah.
No, see? Dr. Claw hits Mad Cat. For singing, M-A-D, capital letters.
Okay.
All right. Fine.
Oh, you fucking assholes.
Oh, we haven't talked wrestling at all this episode. You were wanting my WWE password, weren't you?
Yeah.
WWE Network password.
Yeah, just go ahead and just say it, roll out. I'll just write it now. I just say it.
No.
Okay. I just want to try it.
I don't want, like,
I just want to try
all
it.
Our millions and millions of listeners
now,
trying to watch at the same time.
I miss the original Four Horsemen. I miss NWA. I think that was the
You're
best.
You're talking with Ole, Arn Rick, yep. And Barry Windham?
Yep. I remember NWA. That was the...
You know, Ole and Arn weren't really brothers, right? They weren't even related.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know. Who was the first guy? Ole what?
Ole Anderson.
Barry Windham was pretty awesome. No. That was one of my original.
Yeah.
And this,
I like Dean Malenko. As a four
the man of a thousand holes?
1,001. Wasn't it? 1,001
holes? He
added
an extra one.
When he learned one.
He was the tiniest little Italian guy.
Dean Malenko was awesome. He was a very technical wrestler, which I always enjoy.
Yep. So was Chris Benoit, and then he killed his wife.
And his kid.
For real, Chris Benoit was my favorite wrestler just because of how technical
him.
He was. Did you really?
I have a picture of him. It's like, holy crap, I've been like
Did you look into his eyes
murderer.
And go, yeah. The Steiner Brothers.
Yeah.
Rick and Scott, before he was Big Papa Pump,
Big
when he
Papa
wore
Pump.
Like the spandex unitards
with the chain mail.
Oh
thing
no,
over
that was
head.
Big Papa Pump time.
He's your hookup. Holler
if you hear him. But they were
Buff Bagwell
when they were the brothers tag team. You know, with their little Michigan jackets.
Yeah,
they were,
and Rick wore was the dog face gremlin and wore the wrestling headgear.
Yep, that's back when wrestling was cool.
Still
so
fake?
You were a WCW NWA guy.
NWO or NWA?
NWA and WCW. You were all the teams and people you're naming were all WCW. NWA.
I watched it a lot more. I watched it more than WWF.
On TBS, the Superstation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, I was a WWF guy, but yeah. I watched WCW too. But
there's a new Jake the Snake video.
Documentary on Netflix?
Yeah.
It's really good.
I started watching it.
The Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
Yeah, and he's going on like a tour, like a speaking tour.
Might be.
But Diamond Dallas Page has like a...
Yoga
rehab.
He's had it for a while. When I met Jake.
But he looks horrible. Diamond Dallas Page just looks like...
He's always looked like that.
He's a weird looking dude.
He's like... His skin is just all fucking...
Leathery?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what tanning and stuff will do.
Rubbing your face on a mat for an hour.
His hair was always like greasy and wavy and bleach blonde, wasn't it?
Now it's all short.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing that DDP yoga for a while and just really like rehabilitating old broken down wrestlers.
Scott Hall, Razor Ramon.
Oh, did he really?
He was another one.
Awesome. Goldust?
Dustin Runnels.
I didn't know that
he was through it.
I didn't know
he got in really, really good shape.
I love Gold Dust. I love how fucking weird that shit is, man. It's everything against what professional wrestling is. You know, these are backwoods guys, rebel flags.
Well, you know why
beer
he did
drinking.
That, right? That was like to get back at his dad, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, him and Dusty like weren't talking, and he signed with WWF, and Dusty was with WCW, and it was like,
I'm gonna be a gay wrestler.
Yeah, let's embarrass your dad. And we're going to make you like this big flaming homosexual creep.
I love that character. Yeah. It's awesome. And what was his move? Like the kick in the nuts, wasn't it? Or something like that?
Shattered Dreams? Was that
something
the...
like that?
Isn't that the kick in the nuts, though? Shattered Dreams?
I don't think that was his finishing move.
I thought it was.
Kick to the nuts.
I thought that's what maybe.
I think that'd be a disqualification most times. But
Goldust's finisher?
Yeah.
All right, I'll look it up real quick.
Well, and then most recently he came back and he was wrestling with his brother Cody, and Cody was Stardust. And Cody just asked for his release from the WWE and is now like independent doing his
own thing.
Final cut.
Okay.
There's a final cut.
Why would he do that?
Because
there can't be any money in that.
They weren't utilizing him and he was getting frustrated with what they were doing.
He looked like a
took to social media and called out the company and asked for his release.
What's that one dude who's like he's the giant killer or something? He's the real slim dude. The RKO, isn't that his?
Oh, Randy Orton.
Yes.
Yeah.
To me, when I first saw the Rhodes character, the younger Rhodes boy, he looked like Randy Orton.
Well, Randy Orton, Ted DiBiase's kid, DiBiase Jr. And Cody Rhodes, they were all...
And Bob Orton's kid, too, right?
That's Randy Orton, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And they were called Legacy, because they were all
second generation. But they all look the same, right? They're all just wearing briefs, basically. But he come out as, you say, Starlight?
Stardust.
And did he dress like Goldust,
too? Kind of like Goldust, but he had a big star and, like...
That's awesome.
And a bodysuit, but not anymore. Now he's on the independent circuit.
How much gay sex do you think was going on in the... professional wrestling, honestly,
percentage wise.
I don't know
how many wrestlers out of let's say there's 50 in the WCW. Okay, let's say 50. How many of those do you think are butt stabbing queers?
Butt stabbing queers. There's your episode title.
10%, 15%.
I don't know. It sounds like most of them had plenty of women waiting to hang out after.
I know
there's a few openly gay wrestlers.
Wasn't Rhino one of them? What was his name? Rhino?
Rhino was gay? I didn't know.
Yeah, he committed.
I didn't know that. Rhino's still alive.
That Rhino, he was on Howard Stern that one time. He's gay. Maybe it was.
There's
Hugh
a guy
Morris?
Named,
was it Hugh Morris that was.
That's no, no, not Hugh. Well, maybe him.
Hugh Morris.
Mortis.
There's right,
a,
but that was.
That was a guy named Chris Canyon.
That's what it was.
Chris
Canyon. Yeah.
And he did. I think kill himself or something. He was a gay dude.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Pat Patterson, old school WWF wrestler, first Intercontinental Champion. He's gay.
I didn't know that.
I don't think they've ever come out, but it's like everybody knows. And then Darren Young, who's currently on the WWE roster, he's the first out. Current.
Does that play into his storyline at all? Did they do anything with that?
I can't remember. I think he's on SmackDown, which I never watched. But
he lays the SmackDown, right?
Nice.
But yeah, he's still on the roster.
High five that
and, you know, there you go. That's Couch Pilot's trademark there.
Couch Pilot's taking over.
So,
what
yeah.
you going to do when the pilots come after
this
you?
This is Travel with Terry. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all for joining us this week with the Drunken Pilots. And... you know, maybe we'll do this again down the road. Maybe we won't drink so many sodas. Maybe we'll make sure this is the only thing we do in the evening. But, yeah, it's fun to hang out with the guys and drink some carbonated beverages.
It was cool. Thank you.
And hopefully you guys enjoyed listening. So, Do you guys have anything you want to plug that we haven't already plugged three times?
Oh, that we haven't already? Oh, no. Then.
IBWIP, Couch Pilots.
Go to FCFnetwork.com. Yeah, listen to all the shows. Take the FCF Network Challenge.
And, you know, I know you guys, word of mouth is huge.
Yeah.
And as a podcast network, you know, we play promos for everybody's shows. You know, but our listeners, just take a chance. Just take a chance on something you might not think you'll like.
Like Abba said, take a chance on me.
Take a chance on me. But you might like it.
You don't even have to listen to Couch Pilots or IBWIP, like we said. But just check out all of our shows. It's probably going to be something that you like.
If there's not, there's something wrong with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, until next week, may your music be loud and may your sodas be cold. We'll see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to FCFnetwork.com.